ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Did you know that excess belly fat increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer? It may be your belly fat that's causing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea. The Health Dare blasts belly fat and guarantees results or your money back. Average inch loss is 17 inches in 30 days, mostly from your belly. And at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Walter Pitula, Road Rage. How about Clemson softball yesterday? Ron? They win the nightcap 8-0. The game is ended. It's a mercy rule type deal after five innings. And it's a no-hitter, no less. Actually, you know, in that first game, Western Carolina, I think, had no hits into the fifth inning of that first game. And then they managed to scratch out a couple runs. They came dangerously close to not having a hit in the doubleheader. You want in 654-7627. Let me get to Carolina James and Dre. Carolina James, how are you?
Hey there, Walt. How's it going on?
Hey, James. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I'm a little hoarse today. But if I could just, I had a couple comments on some South Carolina sports. But before that, I just wanted to, I guess, kind of throw my two cents in on this whole gender thing. If I could just speak maybe a couple minutes and, I've always tried to be a pretty good caller, so I hope I don't do nothing, you know, or say anything to get me kicked off here. But as far as, like, the whole gender thing is concerned, I do agree 100% with you about, like, as far as you know, getting the, like the gender reveal and whatnot. I think that if you're born a woman, that you need to stay a woman. If you're born a man, you need to stay a man. As far as I think that it's wrong, and you know, other than that, you know, I'm a Christian, so I also believe it's wrong. I don't know if I'm really allowed to be able to talk about stuff like this on the radio, so I don't want to, you know, offend.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far, James, down a religious road here or like a personal belief system. I mean, I sort of want to keep it in the realm of sports. And again, I've made it clear that you know, if someone feels there's something else, I'm not, that's up to them. And they have a right to pursue their life and achieve their dreams. I'm not here to stand in the way of any of that. I'm here for athletic endeavor fairness. And
I still think it's wrong. I think it gives an advantage. I think if a man wants to compete at or change his gender to a woman, to be a woman so he can compete with women's sports, I still think it's wrong. I think it gives an athletic advantage that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, there's no question. That's true.
And I hope that the people that are fighting this thing, you know, they actually win. I think that, you know, the other two get what they deserve. It's just I wanted to throw my two cents in there. I think, you know, as a also, like I said, as a Christian, I thought it was wrong too, but well, that'll be for another day. As far as South Carolina and everything like that's concerned, I think the UConn game was a big hurdle. I think there was still a lot of questions with our women's team and could we still beat UConn? And I think that question was answered. That was still that hurdle that we never could see.
I mean, you'd lost eight times. Eight previous games by an average of 26 points. You hadn't even been competitive. So it wasn't just that you were losing. Yeah, you're getting blown out every time you played them. So, yeah.
And I guess now that we finally have jumped that hurdle, I think that we could be a favorite to win the whole thing this year. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And I'll take that off the air, man.
Yeah, thank you, James. Well, you know, I think that Oregon is the other team I would consider with Paige Buckers. With Inesco. And Inesco is the best player in the country. She, like, leads college basketball history in triple-doubles. I mean, she's sensational. And my expectation is, you know, assuming the brackets shape up, they'll both be one seed, so I would think it would. That your national championship game will be Oregon and South Carolina. I might favor Oregon because the history of the women's tournament, the history of most basketball, but the history of the women's tournament is usually the team with the best player wins, and I think that Oregon will have that in Inesco, but I'm not ruling South Carolina out by any means, and I think South Carolina is going to go on in the future under Dawn Staley, as I've said, and win 6-7 national championship eras. 6-7 national championships. And, you know, look, I think Connecticut's going to have one more mini run when Paige Buckers arrives there next year. I think they'll have one more mini run in them because she's that next great Connecticut player. She's Diana Taurasi. She's Brianna Stewart. She's, you know, she's all that in a bag of chips. So, but meanwhile, you know, South Carolina has a young team and they're going to be back and better than ever. So, look, women's basketball is going to be very entertaining the next X number of years. But I think if I was to look at one program and say they're going to dominate the women's college game over the next 10 to 15 years, that's going to be South Carolina. I mean, it just seems clear to me. Dre and then RC and Haas. Dre, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Dre? Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, man, I was calling, man. I'm kind of working. I'm just so happy to catch on the conversation about the whole transgender and sports thing. And I was just having a conversation with a few friends about this last night. You're totally right. I mean, a young man considering himself to be a woman going out here racing against women, you know, it's just not fair. I mean, God forbid if a combat sport, it won't be fair. But one thing I wanted to run by you, because mostly the talk is mostly been young men. Who
Dre, let me ask you. Dre, let me ask you a question before you keep going. Do you have me on speakerphone or anything? Because I mean, you sound like really distant. I'm not hearing you real clearly.
I'm not. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Way better. Yeah.
All righty.
Yes, Dre, you've come back to me. Now I'm hearing it. I was trying to guess. I was actually having to sort of guess at what you were saying before. Now I hear you clearly. All right, let's
you need me
go
to
from here. Yeah, I mean, you could.
All right, so like I say, I totally agree with you. It's totally wrong. From what I've heard since I got off and been listening to the radio show, there's been mostly talk about young men who identify as women.
Right.
A few years ago, I read an article about a young woman who was transgendering into becoming a male. She was on all of the hormones, the testosterone pills, and all of the things that should aid to help her become a man. But she was also, I want to say it was in Texas. I may be wrong. I'm not sure. But she was on a wrestling team, and she was still competing against female wrestlers while also taking these testosterone and male hormone and
That's the other thing I don't understand. I mean, because no one else can do that. You know, that's the other part of it that doesn't make sense. So even in that direction, that doesn't make any sense either, because you're not allowed to take those things. You know, if you were, there wouldn't be any testing for steroids. You know, so I don't get that part either.
Yeah, and, like, I just thought it was kind of weird because, like, I think the article said, like, she won the state championship, like, 3 years running or something like that. And I'm just like, how is this fair if she's taking these hormones that are most likely possibly helping her gain muscle mass because she's trying to become a male?
Right.
How is that, you know, also adds a disadvantage to a wrestling match, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, and I think you're right, too. I think the wrestling story was in Texas, because I remember we covered that as well. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I want to talk about. Just put my 2 cents in on it.
Thank you, Dre.
I appreciate it. I love your show, Walt. Go Tigers. And I'll be calling back soon.
Sounds good, Dre. Good job. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Let me get to RC. RC, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good, RC. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm changing the entire subject.
It's good.
There has been confirmation that James Winston had LASIK surgery on both eyes this last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing of beauty.
As you said, 30 interceptions. I wonder why everybody was squinting all the time.
Yeah.
So he did have the LASIK surgery last week, confirmed.
Yeah, and RC, if you listen to the show regularly, I have been suggesting this on air for I don't know how long, that I've said 100 times, has anybody checked his vision? And, you know, and my working assumption was NFL team, all these medical resources, surely somebody had checked his vision. Apparently not. Apparently they decided to wait until he threw 30 interceptions until you hit rock bottom. Before somebody finally said, hey, maybe there's a reason he's squinting and can't see. Because, again, he has made some inexplicable throws in which he doesn't see linebackers at all. Cover three, he doesn't see linebackers in the flat. He doesn't see anything. I mean, I've seen him make throws on film. I mean, it's funny, Ramona, because this happened like a week ago. I was watching film of somebody else. I don't even remember who now. And I'm watching a Tampa Bay game, and I see Jameis Winston throw an interception to Luke Kuechly, in which it looked like he was targeting Luke Kuechly, and I'm thinking to myself, how can you make that throw? I mean, you've got to be able to see that. Well, maybe the answer is he just didn't. I don't know, but tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing though. It's pretty funny if it turns out that all this dude needed was like contacts and you didn't do anything about it all this time, then Tampa Bay has some explaining to do.
They had a picture. They flashed a picture up on the TV here of him squinting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a picture of him squinting. I guess that's what they were talking about.
Yeah. He squints. He squints all the time. So yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And the surgery isn't that much, because my dad had cataract and the LASIK surgery, and it's about $7,000 an eye. So
yeah,
they could afford it.
Yeah, I would think the organization could afford it, yes. I would think so. You know, thank you, RC. I appreciate the call. If it results in like three less interceptions, it's worth it. You know, if it cuts it from 30 to 27, it's worth it. What if it cuts it from 30 to 15? I swear, I mean, there's just nothing funnier than this. Remember, Ronan, when this story broke live on the other day, I just started laughing because again, we've been saying this, suggesting this for so long. But seriously, from a Tampa Bay standpoint, if this turns out to be true, man, they have nobody but themselves to blame. If it turns out that the reason dude's thrown all these interceptions since he came to Tampa is that he just flat can't see, there's something very, very wrong with that. Hoss, how are you?
Doing good, Walt.
Good to have you, Hoss.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in.
Yeah. Chris Greer is not feeling well. He has an illness, and he's probably going to have to step down for a period of time as the Dolphins' general manager, and they're thinking about asking you to come down and help them with the upcoming draft. And I wanted to ask you, when you accept the job and go down, what is going to be your overall approach to to utilizing the $100 million in cap space and the 15 draft picks this year to begin the putting that franchise back on a competitive footing?
Yeah, I mean, Hoss, we've spoken about your Dolphins many times, obviously, and I appreciate the thought. You know, my first goal is you can't have a modern NFL team without a quarterback. So I want a quarterback first. And the guy I'm taking at five or moving to get him is Justin Herbert. I am not taking Tua Tagovailoa. I'm sorry, I'm out on him. I'm out completely on Tua. I don't want him. I admire his toughness, his grit, his competitiveness, his talent. I'm out on him. I just the more I think about it, the more convinced I am it's the right call. I read part of the Dennis Pitta story on air yesterday, where he had two additional hip injuries to the same hip after the first one. I think it likely dramatically increases your chances of having that injury again. It ended his career. In between the first and second one, there was a two-year layoff. I'm out on Tua. I'm just out completely. I'm not drafting him. He's off my board. I'm taking Justin Herbert with that first pick. With the second pick, I'm taking either one of the safeties. I'm good with Grant Delpit or Xavier McKinney. I'm still working on both those players. For me, they're very close. I think each one of them has certain strengths over the other. And with the third pick in round one, I'm taking Josh Jones, the left tackle out of Houston. And that's how I'm approaching round one, based on, you know, what my expectations are of who's going to be there when the Dolphins select. One of those two safeties will be there. My belief right now is that Josh Jones will still be there at 26. I may not have the luxury to grab one of the safeties at 26, so I'm going to grab that safety with the 18th pick. But I also want the tackle, and if things break right, I should be able to get Josh Jones with that 26th pick. So I've addressed my quarterback, I've addressed my safety need, and I've addressed a key need on the offensive line.
Based on what you've seen the last few years, what positions do you think offer the best investment of cap money as opposed to drafting a young player?
You mean, you're asking me which position would you most easily go after in free agency?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, again, Miami is still a somewhat young team, and it's they're like a startup organization based on the players they let go. And therefore, you know, I think with the draft resources you have, I prefer to build it through the draft as opposed to free agency. I would look to fill in the gaps with mid-level free agents. I would not be in the high-priced free agent market. I think we've seen time and time again that doesn't work. And so I would not be in that market. I would be more looking like offensive guard, something of that sort, where I can fill in with experienced players that help the body of the team.
Yeah, and so you feel, even though I've heard some reservations about Herbert, that he's the way to go.
I do. I think that I have a 6'6 guy who's extremely bright, who has a howitzer for an arm, who has no history of injury, who's been a four-year starter as a college quarterback, who played with no real talent at receiver in a run-based offense and still put up big numbers. And when he went to the Senior Bowl and had a chance to play against similar-level players, best-on-best kind of thing, he was the MVP of the practice week. He was the MVP of the game. And I saw all that I needed to. People say the same things. They'll say, well, but we don't know about his ability to win, like, championship-level games. Okay, well, he led Oregon to a 10-win season. He won their bowl game. A newsflash, his team wasn't as good as Clemson's or LSU's or any of those. He didn't have any of those receivers that Joe Burrow was throwing to. He didn't have any of those guys. His best receiver was Jacob Breland, his tight end, who got hurt in game 5 against Colorado, who never played the rest of the year. You know, so you know, people making these comparisons, here's what I want to do. I want to imagine what would Justin Herbert look like had he been the quarterback at LSU this year. And my answer is I think he would have thrown 70 touchdown passes.
Well, you've convinced me.
Thank you, Hoss. Good talking to you as always. Quick break. Craig, you're up next. Walter Tulip Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks.
Hey, Tiger fans, our spring sports are in full swing, and it's a great time to be in Clemson. To help you plan your next trip to Tiger Town, be sure and hop online and check out ClemsonTigers.com. You can purchase tickets, find up-to-date schedules, and promotional information. So whether it's baseball, softball, tennis, rowing, golf, or track and field, we have you covered on ClemsonTigers.com. And look forward to seeing you in Clemson this spring. Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tax. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on edwardsautosales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
When Doug and Denise Zirbal opened Your Pie in Clemson, they soon realized what a great opportunity they had to give back to the community they love. They started sponsoring benefits and fundraisers to help local food banks and charities. In doing so, Your Pie franchise recognized Your Pie Clemson with the 2018 Community Engagement Award for the highest financial and personal involvement in their community. It's nice to know when you visit Your Pie, you're helping your neighbors. Your Pie Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
The Rolling Stones. No Filter 2020. The first Charlotte show in 15 years. The Stones. Bank of America Stadium. July 1st. Critics say you actually do get what you want. The Rolling Stones. No Filter. Sponsored by Alliance for Lifetime Income.
Oh, yeah.
A massive stadium production.
I see a red door and I want to paint.
Stadium, July 1st, the Rolling Stones. Get tickets Friday at 10 a.m. at rollingstones.com. Produced by Concerts West and AEG Presents. Get tickets Friday.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
To the Road Rage live from Twin Peaks. We're closing in on Rolling Stones ticket giveaway time. Again, I'll give away two pairs of Rolling Stones tickets to see the Stones in Charlotte as part of the No Filter Tour. The event is July 1st. You won't actually get the physical tickets today. We'll just take your information and you'll be contacted when they come in. But there will, and this is it, final two pairs of the event will be given away today, right here at Twin Peaks. So you have to be here on site to win, and probably both pairs I'm going to give away after 6 o'clock, and we're off at 6:40 today. We'll still be here, of course, at Twin Peaks, so come hang out with the show. Cincinnati Dave strolling in right now. David, we have lots to talk about. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, before we get to the phones, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS, and if you're not sure how to deal with the IRS, maybe you haven't filed in several years, you filed, you haven't paid, who knows, whatever the problem might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being, so don't call some out-of-town, 1-800 company, give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution is right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or whether you have an audit coming up. David's the man. He's got working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green fully understands the Fresh Start program, and he can use this program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call David Green today for a free strategy session. 271-7940. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in downtown Greenville. Tell them I sent you, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green with an E at the end. All right, back to the phones. By the way, Ramona, a texter wrote me and said that the Four Letter Network is reporting that Jameis's eyes were so bad he couldn't see the scoreboard.
Is that right?
I mean, if this is true, this is one of the most despicable things ever. It really is. I mean, so in other words, your humble road rage servant in Clemson deduced this like months ago, or years ago, who knows? And they couldn't figure this out just watching their own film?
Now, why wouldn't he go to them and say, man, I cannot see. I need my eyes checked.
You know, it's an interesting question, Ramona, but you know the answer.
Because you think they would have been yelling at him for all the interceptions. You'd think he would have said, well, I can't see. Wouldn't
yeah,
his,
no.
You know?
But you know what the answer to that might be? None of us want to actually admit that we're losing some vision.
I know, but if somebody's yelling at you because you're making too many interceptions, there's got to be some reason. You don't want to go, yeah, I suck.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it may be, too, that, you know, you're seeing two of everything. <You know? laughs> He doesn't know which one to throw to, but I mean, it would be absolutely hysterical if, in fact, it turns out that his only issue was vision. I mean, and that They could have done something about this long ago and didn't. I mean, that'd be hysterical. Craig, how are you?
Walter, how you doing? I'm gonna make.
How you doing, more. Craig?
I can relate to the vision thing because back in the day, I mean, I wore glasses. I've been wearing glasses since like forever. I used to play basketball and I would shoot the ball and I couldn't see the rim and other people had to tell me whether it went in or not. That was just when I was a kid before it was a hammered in the adult leagues. But yeah, so I can relate to that. The other thing is this Herbert guy last year. You were all over this thing, but he's gonna be the first draft choice. And I've told you, boom, remember, I put a C note on him. So if he's the first draft choice, thank you very much. Thank you. And the third thing is, with this Astros stuff, let me tell you something. Back in the day, like when they could play baseball, that wouldn't have happened. Because if the real people, real men, thought that they were stealing signs like Gibby and Koufax and Drysdale, guess where that ball was going to be? Right in the back of their ear. Sutton Sam, Mickey Lolich, these guys would have been swinging from their butt in the dugout. But we, namby-pamby, all our sports. These people knew they were stealing their signs, and nobody went up and in on them and said, you're going to steal my sign? Okay, that's all I got to
do. Can't say that. Craig, you got to be careful what you say on air, Craig.
I only said pussyfied.
Hey, Craig. All right. Let me go. Can't do that, Craig. I can't. I just told you that, and you say the same thing again? I mean, look. No more of that. No more of that. All right? Have some respect for me, for the show, for the station. That can't be, all right? I mean, you're smart enough to know better in terms of what you can say. I don't think I need to have a class class on what you can and can't say on radio. Scott, how are you?
Walt, I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. A couple quick comments. I've been wearing corrective lenses, glasses, since I was a little over 2 years old. And my problem is I have what's called a lazy eye, and I see double, and it's blurry. And my parents, we actually have home video when I was almost two for Christmas. They had gotten me a fire truck with an extended ladder, and I'm so excited I'm running to get it, and I ran head first into the side of our couch. It's funny to see it, you know. But, and walk. I was adopted, and I remember my mother later, she told me, man, we've got the clumsiest kid. I wonder if there's like a, you know, like a 90-day, you know, thing on this kid. But I've learned that the silver lining is I've learned to use that, and it's given me great social advantage.
There you go. But Scott, here's the thing. You and your family figured that out at what age?
Well, I was about two and a half.
Okay, well, you know, Jameis Winston's getting near 30, and this is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know?
Well, I used to play backyard football, and my parents refused to let me wear my glasses because those things were expensive. When I was 12, I ran head first into a telephone pole, knocked myself out. True story. But I learned that when I see double, the one I need to... It's the image on the right is the real image.
If we had just told Jameis that, we could have cut his interceptions in half this year. Throw to the one on the right, Jameis.
Look, here's a social advantage I've figured out. If I'm talking to someone in a social environment and they just going on and on, kind of like I am, you know, and you know how you can look at your watch or do something to give them a cue you need to go?
Yeah.
I just let my left eye drift up into my eye socket, and everybody loses their train of thought, and they stop talking, and it gives me an opportunity to get away.
Oh, no.
It works. Here's my serious question, and I'm making fun. I'm self-deprivating, but, you know, eye issues are a serious thing, and I hope Jameis gets that figured out. But, Walt, here's my question that's somewhat related. My wife and I had mentioned this to my wife a couple weeks ago. I wonder if the Oregon Ducks have given themselves a little bit of a disadvantage with the myriad of and for people that are from Walhalla, that just means a various number of costumes, or uniforms. And my thought is, when they're in real game situation, does it give the quarterback a little bit of confusion just in that moment? And have they given themselves a disadvantage from a visual point standpoint with all the different uniforms? And as always, Walt, if I can take that off the air, I'll appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your call, as always. You know, I don't know, Scott. It's hard to say. I mean, they do have so many different uniforms that, I mean, could it become confusing in the midst of a game? I would think it would depend on what color uniform they're wearing and what color the opponent is wearing. It would probably be related to more individual games, but I'm not sure. I know this. I've always been a bit of a believer that Boise State wearing blue on the blue field gave them a competitive advantage, because I have seen quarterbacks throw interceptions to linebackers repeatedly as if they did not see them, as if they had the Jameis Winston problem. By the way, Ramona, on Twitter, Clemson Edis tweets me, and it was she was retweeting somebody named Rick. He has a little video with it. But it says, Jameis Winston, after LASIK eye surgery, realizing he's had 4 receivers, not 8, all these years. Yeah. Again, you know, everyone's laughing and joking about this, but as I said, if this actually turns out to be true, and well, part of it is true, he's had the surgery, but if this turns out to actually be what his problem was, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization, really, you probably should fire them all. Probably every last stinking one of them. Because if you have allowed your quarterback to disintegrate and to throw interceptions and to damage your team because you couldn't figure out from his squinting and his watching the film that he's throwing interceptions that normal quarterbacks don't throw, then it's really on you. And I think somebody should pay a price for that. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us. We're going to be giving away Rolling Stones tickets probably in like a half an hour. So you need to be here on site. Hey, let me tell you about First Class HALT. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like HALT. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. We keep up to date. Hunter equipment. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will always go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind any repairs. How about this with oil change? 1, we test drive your vehicle before and after. 2, our master tech will rotate your tires. This service is performed by a master tech, not by the Sears tire guy. 3, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We remove the tires and actually measure the brakes. 4, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering fluids, lights, and so much more. This is First Class HALT, Anderson, Greenville. Get out there today. Make an appointment. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans, your next chance to check out your Clemson men's basketball team is Saturday as they play host to the Louisville Cardinals at 4 p.m. in Little John Coliseum. A limited number of tickets remain for this game, so act quickly and purchase your tickets today. You can order your tickets by logging on to ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the Athletic Ticket Office at 1-800-CLEMSON. It's the Tigers and the Cardinals this Saturday in Little John. See you there. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you want to look your best for your girl. That's where Roosters Men's Grooming Center comes in. And ladies, if you're looking for the perfect gift for your guy, Roosters offers gift certificates and Aveda gift baskets filled with products designed distinctively for men. All Aveda products are 10% off from February 1st through the 14th. Make sure to set up your appointment now. Roosters, 3935 Pelham Road. Call 884-8920.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. We can't wait to open our doors and show our Clemson family what Lakeside Lodge is all about. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel has the best amenities, stunning lakeside views, and a perfect location for spending game days in Death Valley. To schedule a tour, give us a call at 775-5550 or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one or more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
We're already 1 month into 2020, and if you're ready to tackle your fitness goals, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is running their Pay the Date special all month long. If you join on February the 10th, you pay just $10. If you wait and join on the 22nd, you'll pay $22. Enjoy custom fitness plans, beast mode group training, swimming, and more. There's even child watch for the kids. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. It's a community of people who care. Learn more online at pcymca.net.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage live from Twin Peaks. Come and try the incredible food. They have a new smoke menu too, which includes brisket and chicken. It's all incredible. Doesn't matter what you pick here. The food's unbelievable. It is Sweetheart Week. It's today, tomorrow. That will expire. And you can imagine that. And then all of their specials at Twin Peaks, which are just unbelievable. Which if I can find... which include Saturday, February 22nd, you have the Wilder Fury fight. There's a bunch of brand new bourbons on the menu for you to check out. Check out the new signature drinks menu. Tonight, $2.97, 22-ounce Buds and Bud Lights, $5 Crown and Cokes. It's all at Twin Peaks. And as I said, try the food. You'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. You want to get in? Now is actually a good time, probably the best time of the show, 654-7627. You're going to have to be on site if you want to try and win the Rolling Stones tickets. We're coming to that soon. There are a bunch of people here all that are ready for that. You want to get in and win. You've got to be on site to do so. There'll be no call winners today. And I do think there are going to be some logistical issues perhaps with this. We'll see. You know, I want to talk a little bit about I want to go over the first mock draft, live mock draft from yesterday, the results, and how it played out. John Height and I went through this process yesterday. And really, you know, it's just a first sort of dry run, sort of see how things piece together. You know, that's how it works at this point in the process. We did not have any trades. It's too early to think about trades in this process. We're not there yet. Just more information needs to be gleaned, including free agency and other elements. I see Ed has arrived, Ramona, and he's goat-free. Ed has left his goats at home. All right. Yesterday's draft, starting from the top, with the first pick, John made the first pick. I gave him the first pick, and he chose Joe Burrow. And, again, I think there's consensus in that. The general consensus is that it's like 100%. I don't think it's 100%. I think it's more like 75%. Because I'm not convinced that Burrow is going to go through with that. I think there's enough. I think that being around the Palmers has created enough of a question in his mind about the relative strength of that organization, whether he wants to play for it, that he could be the next guy to balk. And I think if you've followed what he's done and how he's acted post winning the championship, I don't know. You almost had the feeling that maybe he is that type of guy who would basically say no to this process and try and pick his team. As of now, if I was actually submitting this draft today, I would certainly put Burrow 1. But I do not think it's a given for an assortment of reasons, including the fact that I'm not sure that Burrow doesn't balk at this whole process. Beyond that, that coaching staff spent a week with Justin Herbert. I certainly imagine they came away impressed by everything they heard and saw with Justin. So I think that's conceivable. I've already made it clear. I've said it earlier. I'll say it again for those who missed it. I love a lot of things about Tua. I like his accuracy. I like the fact that he throws with great touch. I think his arm strength is sufficient. There are a lot of things I like about him. I really admire his toughness. You know, as Dr. Chow mentioned yesterday, when he first suffered the hip injury, he tried to get up. And he's played through these ankle injuries. I admire his grit and his toughness. Having said that, I am out on him as a first-round prospect. I'm not drafting him. I'm just not. I think it's a foolish thing to even consider. I don't care at this point. The problem with anything you're going to hear is people are going to decide what they want to believe in, and then they're going to take that side. I don't have a side here. I like the young man. I'm rooting for him. I'm trying to do it just based on an evaluation of the player, his health, his future. And my biggest issue with this is there just isn't enough known about this injury. I asked Dr. Chow how many times he saw it in his career. He said once. And this is my knowledge of it, too. The expert I heard in New York with Francesa said that there are only about 8 known cases as it relates to athletes. Okay, I'm sorry, there's nothing to go by. He said that 25%, which would mean 2 of the 8, never returned to sports at all. They're physically incapable of returning to sports. 25%. He also said that in most cases, it's a 2-year recovery time. I don't know what the truth is, and I'm not sure even the finest doctors in America are going to agree on what the truth is regarding this issue. Because I think there's not enough history to go by. Therefore, I don't see how you draft him. And the Dennis Pitta history is unbelievably ugly, who sustained the same injury. It's unbelievably ugly. I can't spend a top 5 pick on that guy. I can't. I'm out. The number two pick, I followed in Washington, took Chase Young here. I think there were some other options for Washington, but I think it's the most sensible move for them to make. You know, they may have left tackle concerns if they can't iron out, you know, their differences with Trent Williams. They have offensive line issues in general. You know, you got a star player who's a pending free agent. You know, there are issues there. They certainly have other needs, including receiver, which they did address. But they need to do more in that area to help Haskins. But here, I still think it's going to be very difficult to pass on Chase Young unless you just get an offer you can't refuse, which is conceivable. The Detroit Lions, I think the Lions, John went Okuda here. That's what I would have. I would have Okuda with the Lions. I think that's the right move to make. You know, I think that Okuda is the best cornerback in college football who is draft eligible by a wide margin, and he makes perfect sense. The Patriots have always predicated that defense on cornerbacks. That's the position they've paid. So I would see that as the likely move for Detroit. I think the other sort of wild card there would be Isaiah Simmons, because the versatility he could bring Patricia, and a defensive mind like Patricia might appreciate that versatility. In fact, I'm sure he would. So in my mind, if Detroit stays at three, now I will say this, there were rumors earlier today that Detroit was going to deal Matthew Stafford. Those rumors were refuted by Bob Quinn, the general manager, vehemently refuted by Bob Quinn, the GM. So my guess is that's not the case. They, you know, there's talk about them wanting to win now. I don't know how getting rid of Matthew Stafford would help you win now. Stafford's 32, I believe. That's not at the end of his career. I don't see why you would move away from him at this point. So I'm going to assume that Detroit is okay with their quarterback situation for the time being, and that they do go Okuda. With the fourth pick of the draft, I think the Giants do one of two things. I think they go Isaiah Simmons, or I think they go offensive tackle. Now, you can make a case that both moves are a little bit of a reach here, but there's really no such thing as a reach. If you've identified a player that you like, you draft him, and you draft him before somebody else takes him. The Giants need defensive playmakers. That's where the Simmons part would come in. They played a lot of soft zone last year because they didn't have a pass rush. They need better athletes on the defensive side of the football. They also need offensive linemen, and they desperately need to do a better job protecting their young quarterback, and that's where the tackle could come into play. So for the sake of this exercise, I had them take Thomas, the tackle, out of Georgia, but they could go, you know. And one other thing about that, there is going to be no consensus at all on who the number one offensive lineman is in this draft, I don't think. And so you're going to go by what the drafting party's history suggests. And Gettleman likes big bodies. So to me, he likes big-bodied linemen, both offensively and defensively. To me, from a Gettleman standpoint, that would mean either Thomas or Becton. I could see either one of those guys here. Perhaps even more so than a Wills, who played right tackle for Alabama this year. Miami is five, and with the fifth pick, John took Tua. And again, that's what 100% of America is saying, so I can't blame anybody for that. And the Miami Dolphins may well do that. I'm not going to put it past them to do that. That may be what their thought process has been all along, and maybe it's what they do. It's not what I would do. But as I already said, I'm out on Tua at this point. Clemson Dad.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Hey, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I was going to talk to you about Don Staley again. Do you think part of her success is based on what she's done as a player in the past? And obviously the coach can get to this point, but I mean,
well, look,
she's a great player.
Yeah, but you know, most often in the history of men's basketball, great players have not turned into great coaches. In Dawn Staley's case, you know, it's all work. Different. She was a great player. She was a great international player, and now she's a great coach. So in her case, it's all worked.
Right. I just wanted to ask you about that. Something else. The golf tournament. You don't care about the golf tournament, do you?
Well, I watch it. I'm not rooting for anybody in particular. I have no rooting interest, if that's what you mean.
No, I just hate to mention it. It's off base, but yeah, it's the first time we got a lot of the main guys out there working, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting from that perspective. The course is beautiful. You know, I think it'll be a fun tournament.
Right. All right, man.
All right, Clemson Dad, thank you. I appreciate the call, as always. Hey, before we go to break, let me tell you about Stamps.com. Rolling Stones tickets on the way. You have to beer to win. Hey, listen. You know, Ramona, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to have time for that. Let me tell you about Parham Smith and Archinold. Hey, look, medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one's been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice. They've handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. It's Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008, specialists in medical malpractice. Great people. Know them personally. You'll thank me later. If you have an issue, go see them. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. That's insanity. Go see my friends at Parham Smith and Archinold. They will be glad to help you. Walter Tula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the Upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Valentine's Day is upon us, and you know, your team at Reed's Jewelers will make sure you find what you want for your loved one. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's Jewelers, upstairs in Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers, go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's a new year, and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Male and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-92-